Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Tahir Moore.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn, Internet, You Scary.
Hey, hey.
We got a very special guest in the house, ladies and gentlemen. You've seen him on many of shows. He was one of the leading roles in Pimp My Ride. And right now, he's currently doing Man Caves in three different states, I'm sure. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, Q.
What's up, sir?
What up?
What's up, man?
Man, I appreciate you guys having me, bro.
Thank man, we still pimping. On 4-4.
After 20 years, bro. Please believe that. We still pimping.
20 years, man.
20 years. Did you grow up with a love and fascination for cars? You were always around them, or are you just something that you happened to find out that you were good at?
My dad was actually a detailer.
Oh, okay.
Right? He had his own business, and he used to do a lot of high-end cars in Long Beach, right? So the low riders, a lot of different cars. So always been around him. You know, once I learned how to clean them real good, you know, then it's, you know, the next level. Then you start doing wheels and, you know, just adding on. So Ryan and I, which is, you know, the West Coast, we met a long time ago. And when we first got together, you know, the idea was to open up a shop that, you know, we can do our own stuff at. So that's pretty much how it happened.
Man, that's crazy. A lot of people don't know about TV and how long it takes. Like, we were seeing, 30-minute episodes, but that's a whole day of shooting.
Yes.
Sometimes two.
That was weeks.
No. It was weeks. So with those cars, you're doing paint, interior, stereo, wheels, tires, all in 2 weeks.
Oh, shit. Okay, so you that's right, because you do it out of sync. You film when you get the car, then you have to film some of the process and then film the reveal and all of that too.
Exactly, exactly. So you get all the footage, you know, you pretty much, you know, shoot the whole car and then you send it to the editor in there, you know. So we did maybe two or three shows and then they started airing them.
Yeah, right? That makes sense. So you have a little wiggle room, a little cushion.
Exactly.
I have to ask, man, I've always wondered this. Did people actually keep these cars?
Oh, yes.
Or did they end up selling them and they go to a museum or a trade show or a car show or something like that?
Right. That's a good question, man. So you've got to keep in mind that these were 19, 20-year-old kids, you know what I mean? And we had a $45,000 budget, right? That we had. No, which is a lot back then.
That's a lot.
Right? We had a 45. And everything that we didn't spend, we had to give back to the network.
Okay.
Right?
So we spent everything.
Every dime.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these kids could barely afford the insurance, right? They didn't have jobs, you know.
Yeah.
They go from driving a $500 car to like an almost $50,000 car. So, yes, a lot of the kids, I won't even say a lot. A few of them sold the cars, but generally there was a lot of people that wanted to keep them, you know, and did keep them. But then those that were financially challenged, of course, they sold them, you know. And then they did a contract.
That's crazy.
I think the second season or the second season to where you had to keep the car X amount of days or years or whatever after the show before you could sell it. So that's how they started.
Because they was just losing money.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, but that's the budget of the show. Each episode has a certain budget allowed for you to make the episode. So that 45 is just baked into it. Like, that's you know.
Well, I'll tell you what, bro. With that show,
I've already heard some horror stories.
It did well with the ad revs. It did a lot better than anything MTV had going at the time, right?
I believe
They didn't lose any money. Trust. They didn't lose. The first season they made, you know, they were up.
I watched religiously.
Same.
And so I have a question because I think one of the most exciting things about having you here is the internet recently went into this whole thing where I think it might have been started by just like one dude's tweet. And they said, I went my whole life and not knowing that Pimp My Ride was fake. They used the F word. They said that either the clients' their story was made up or fabricated, or they never got to keep the car. I think the big rumor was that MTV, you guys gave it to them for show, and then they took the car back. So obviously, you said that a lot of them kept them. But what was like real and what was fake, if anything, in the show?
Okay, so I when they first came to us, let's back up.
Mm-hmm.
It was two producers that came in there, Rick and Larry. They came to the shop and it was our shop. 310 was open back then.
Yeah.
So it was out of us, 310, and there was another shop in Santa Monica, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to sell this show, right? You know, get a shop to do this show. They went to 310, but they had to, you know, they had to send a car here for paint, there for interior. Like, they didn't do everything in-house.
Yeah.
We were the only ones that did everything in-house. So that's how we actually got the show. Bruh, it's after you get the car for that, you know, and you get in there for the couple of weeks or whatever that you have, there was the contestants, we were handpicking them the mm-hmm. first season. Like, we were literally flagging people down on the street. Yo, you want to get you would be surprised how many people said no.
Wow. Hey,
you, yeah, right.
Wow.
Then when the show started airing, they're back at the door. Hey, you remember you traded me down?
Right?
So, to answer your question, the first two seasons, we were handpicking the contestants. They were real. The girl with the Trans Am was actually a girl that I was dating. That was her friend. yeah, you know. So and she had a the car was done, bro. It was real bad. So when I was at the head of the table, no, most of the stuff, if not everything, was 100% real.
Wow.
We handpicked the contestants. We did everything that we that was done on the show was mm-hmm. done on their cars, mm-hmm. and we gave them the cars back. And we only had 2 weeks to get it done. Every day we were late, it was a $5,000 fine.
Woo!
So I don't know how much more real you can get than that. Two weeks.
What was the latest car you had to turn back in?
14 days. We were never late. We never gave them a dime back. We did everything on time.
Good.
That's
Keep
crazy.
Keep that money in-house.
Yeah, please believe that.
So if the contestants were handpicked, you know how they have the stories like, you know, I'm late on my rent, I'm blah, 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 blah. The video right before X does the multiple walks down the alley.
Mm-hmm.
Were their stories kind of like Hollywooded up a little bit or?
No. Well, yes and no. Okay, so that part of the production, we didn't get to do. We're at the shop, you know, we're gearhead. So mm-hmm. the executives and the producers did that part.
Okay.
But from what, and I've got some of the contestants, you know, that I've been talking to, some of the ones from way back then, they're mm-hmm. going to be on the show. They're going to do some of the live podcasts. You'll be able to ask them the same kind of questions.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stuff was not necessarily scripted, but like for security reasons, mm-hmm. I'm not going to show them where your house is.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why, you know, that, you know, so people are like, oh, there was a fake house. Yeah, okay, the house was fake.
Because I'm not going to
show you.
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did that for me and when I was doing Interviews Your Mama.
It's security reasons. Yeah. Like, you don't want to mm-hmm. show every, you know, a million people where you live at, right?
Especially before they get a car like that. Yeah.
Thank you. Exactly. So that part of it was, you know, the
produce side.
Yeah, no, the producers did that. You know, the production side of it, we weren't a part of, right?
Yeah.
But from what I, from the answers that I'm getting from these contestants, most of their stories were real.
Oh.
They would find something they can do, you know, their hobbies. Some of their hobbies were, you know, okay, you play basketball, or we already did the basketball guy. What else you like to do, right? Mm. So they'll find something else for them, you know, that they like.
Yeah.
Sometimes they jostled it, sometimes they didn't. I don't know. That wasn't our part. All I can speak on is the cars that came up out of there and what was, you know, yeah, what was on the cars when they left, what we did to the cars, and the contestants being real. So, you know, with that said, a lot of the, it was fake stories mm-hmm. is coming from the other shop that did it, right? And they never really let you guys know that, oh, hey, we're moving to another shop.
Gotcha.
They just came, and that was because that's a whole nother story. That was season three? That was season three, correct.
And that's when they left from West Coast
Customs.
That's
when they left from West Coast. So season two is when I stepped down.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, it was, okay. After season one, because mm-hmm. the ratings were so out of the damn roof, 4.5s and 5, you know how the Nielsen ratings are. I was hitting them, knocking them down. I know about that because I went to LARW before we started filming. So I had a little background on it, right? Watching the ratings, they knocking it out the park. We go from your, you know, Uncle Tommy's insurance
mm-hmm.
to Geico and Allstate and Pepsi commercials like overnight.
Yeah.
So they let me know the ad revs is paying, right?
Mm-hmm.
X got a raise, a substantial raise. And I told the guys, like, we you know, he don't touch the cars. We touch the cars. Mm-hmm. The star is the car, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're building. So we're going to lock out collectively and make them give us more money.
Yeah.
Right? It's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So one by one, they went back. This is at the end of season two.
Mm-hmm.
One by one, my dogs, Fruit. The people who I pulled into, because they had me doing everything.
Yeah.
I called X.
Yeah.
X, they didn't, MTV didn't come with X. Like, we got to, no.
Hmm.
We used to do X's cars.
Mm-hmm.
X was sitting at home on the couch, bro. Yo. You want to come help me do it? Because they had me doing it. I had 32 guys run.
Yeah.
They had me going to get the car, doing all the walk around, what Mike do, what Ish do. They had me doing everything.
Wow.
Right? I got 32 guys. I can't do all of this and still run my shop.
Yeah.
Mike, you going to say what you going to do. Ish, you going to say what you going to do. My paint, I brought all of them in. My right-handed guy, bro. This is how this happened.
Yeah.
X, bro, you sit at home, man. Come help, because we vibe. You come to the shop, we smoke weed all the time. Yeah. Official shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Come through Blake, you like, that was my dog, right?
Right.
Came through, bro, and knocked it out the park, just like I knew he would.
Yeah.
He ended up getting more money than us.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, collectively, I had him lock out, right? We did that for a week, bro. Everybody went inside but me.
Mm-hmm.
And they came to me and, like, showed me all the contracts. Excuse me. And said, you're not the only one that, you know, you're the only one that hasn't signed. Do yourself a favor. Looked at the number. The number's still the same, bro.
Right.
Rip that shit up. Nah, you know, I got to stand for something. I'll fall for anything,
yeah.
right? I know what y'all getting.
But everybody else that you said was supposed to lock out signed.
Everybody signed. Ish, Al, I said the names. Ish, Alex, Mike, you know, Big Dane. They all went for the okie doke. Bro, we got them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got the highest rated show on TV, not just on MTV, bro.
Yeah.
The highest rated, bro.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Let me tell you the power we got right now, fellas. Let's lock out.
Yeah.
And they went crazy for them 5-6 days we was locked out. They was doing everything, bro. And we could have got the same check the X guy, bro.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
But they went back and they signed, and I'm like, yeah, and I'm good.
Damn.
That's how I stepped down,
so
bro.
So their solution was, all right, we're just going to change the shop. But the shop that they went to wasn't as inclusive in terms of, like, they didn't do all the same things on the car?
No, they did all the same things.
They had to send it to multiple places.
They had everything there.
Oh, word, okay.
They have a multi-million dollar. Their shop was way better than ours.
Mm. Oh, shoot.
I don't care how good your shop is. If you ain't got the talent to build the cars in there, you're no good, right?
There you go.
That was not saying they didn't have the talent. They didn't have the organization and the know-how to do the stuff. We're doing this car in 2 weeks, bro.
That's crazy.
That's bad.
That's a
bro.
Crazy-ass turnaround, because a paint job can take 4 days.
Thank you.
You got to prime that bad boy. If you got any body work, you got to put the epoxy on that shit, let it hard, then prime it, and all of that. It's a lot that goes into a paint job.
It's a process,
and then you lay that first one down, you got to let that dry before you let... Bro, that's crazy.
So I'm going to hit you with this. They gave them a lot longer than they gave us. They had 5 weeks from the gate.
Whoa.
That pushed production back, though.
For one episode?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. They had 5 weeks, if not more, but some of them cars took them way longer.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Like, and some of the cars, from what I'm gathering from my intel and my information, they were swapping cars, bro. Like, they couldn't get the car done, or they were doing two. Like, we have some cars, but it's like, I've done frame off, you know, restoration. I can build anything back. Like, mm-hmm. I have the crew to, you know, to get it back together, right?
Mm-hmm.
They had cars that they couldn't get back together, so they just gave them a new car, but with the same paperwork. People getting pulled over, like, you know what I mean? With, you know, this is my, but no, it's a whole different car.
Don't match up,
yeah,
none of that type of stuff. That's crazy.
That part, like, that happened at another shop.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't at West Coast. I wasn't at the head of the table. So when it comes to that, you know what I mean? If I'm at the head of the table, I can speak on every one of them cars.
Yeah.
It was done factual. So now, after they start making the millions, you know, they was getting upwards of $350 million a year in ad revs.
Woo!
Come on, man.
Woo! All right, well, listen, we got a first thing. We're going to have some fun. We got some great topics to tell you to talk about. I know you got some great knowledge, and you got the new show popping off. But before we do anything else, we got to do this intro song. So every episode, we do an intro song, different beat, different freestyle. We basically just try to rhyme scary, like damn internet you scary, with like Mary, Harry, Derry, whatever you can do. Whatever you do. I do the beat, Pat kicks out the rap, and then he's gonna pass it to you.
Okay.
Now listen, we ain't good.
We're not good at
it. We ain't good at this shit at all. This is not five fingers of death. This is five big thumbs missing fingernails. This is not good. So I just wanna put that out there. So take the pressure off. But because you are a West Coast legend, I gotta go with an amazing West Coast beat. This is one of my favorite. This is a Bow Down by the West Coast Connection.
Oh.
I'm going to try. I had it in my mind. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it, but here we go. Doom. Doom.
Told you we weren't that good.
Yeah. Come on.
We in here. We in here on Damn Internet, You Scary. I'm trying to catch the beat. It's a little rough, but we going to do it.
Yeah.
We ain't here and we bustin'. I'm here with Q from West Coast Customs. Ayy, we ain't never simpin'. He's gonna remind you that we still pimpin'. Ayy, pimp my ride. I'ma pass it off to the man on my side. Ayy, and he's gonna hit you with it. By the way, Pimp My Ride wasn't fake. Yeah.
Here we go. Here we go. Yeah. Hey. I'm Q. I'm from West Coast Customs.
Hey.
The dudes over there, they some busters.
They some busters.
I'm on the charts, man. I'm leveling it up.
Yeah.
I'm doing my thing, bro. Kicking it up.
I can't get
my
it up.
My boy on the beat, doing his thing.
Uh-huh.
Now we about to rap. Man, we ain't good. We ain't great. We're about to do this, man. Want my cake.
Hey, want my cake.
Let's go. West Coast Customs in the house. Let's go. Ride, still pimping. We in the building.
We in the building. You heard it? We want platinum, bro.
There it is. Listen, before we go on, I think Hippie stepped out real quick, but I got to wait till she gets in here, so we'll keep moving along, but when she gets back, then we're going to make another announcement real quick, because we got a lot of announcements today, a lot of great stories today, and yeah, man, we're going to have a great time. Appreciate y'all for tuning in.
Yep, definitely.
Hey, Pat, let me ask you something. What's something, this is wild as fuck, I probably should have waited till another episode. You got any, I saw it was a meme on Instagram. It was like, what's something you do in private or something you started doing and you don't want nobody to know?
Do it, something I started doing or just something I do in private?
Either one.
Something I do in private. I don't know. I don't be tripping that much in private.
Mm.
Or
something you do that you don't really talk about. I'll kick it off. I be wearing sexy underwear now.
What does that mean? Like thongs?
Yeah. No. like a Fenty jock strap.
A Fenty jock strap?
They
just at the house?
Nah, I got one on right now.
Like out in public?
Got it on right now.
That would answer your question.
I got it on right now.
Why? It's the biggest question.
Okay, let me explain it like this. Yeah. Like, right? I typically would only wear them like when me and Farron are, you know, we about to get down, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like guys ain't got nothing but like a six pack to like really rock. Well, I ain't got no six pack, bitch.
Nope.
I ain't got no six pack. But I got these nice drawers, you know what I'm saying? And my wife liked the way my ass looked in these drawers and the robes and shit. So I would start doing it for her. But then she would compliment me so much, I was like, okay, bitch. And so, last year, I was just like, I'm just pick a day and just wear them.
But wearing them here is diabolical.
To the least.
Today was the day.
Necessary, you
today
know?
Was the day, man. Sometimes you need a little pick-me-up, man. Today I was like, oh, yeah, it's going to be sexy. In the
way. He's expanding his horizons.
Yes. Less expanding. We need less expanding in the world.
Nah, man, embrace it, man. You know what I'm saying? Get your sexy on. You know what I'm saying? Nobody knows what you got going on underneath there, so you know what I'm saying? It's just like your little secret with the world.
I can't follow that.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing I do in private that's anywhere near as bad as that.
You sure?
Yeah.
What about getting your toes up?
No.
You're not into the toes?
I'm ticklish. That's crazy. No, I didn't think anything like that was gonna be said.
Hey man, men lingerie, man. Ladies, go out make buy your man something to make him feel sexy. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with it, man. You know what I mean? Okay. I'm trying to get this Fenty deal, baby.
I'm finna say, was that a plug for a deal?
I'm trying to get this deal, man.
That was an attempt for a deal.
I would do it.
You got their attention on that one, bro.
Hey, man, listen. Somebody got to do it. It's money out here just for the taking. Y'all going to sit up there and play with that money. I'm going to get this money, baby. That's what I'm going to do.
That's something that I actually, I guess, you know, once I left the show, that's something that I haven't been. The social media platforms and all that, I stayed away from. I'm just now really getting, this is really the first.
You didn't get first Instagram, time. All that kind of stuff?
I had a personal one with my family. That was it.
Okay.
I wouldn't, you know, my build would come out and, you know, people would know, but like a lot of people don't know what I've been building, where I've been building, none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Tryon Supercars. Have you guys ever heard of that?
No, I've never heard of
it. Tryon Supercars is headed up by Richard Patterson, which is a very rare individual, meaning that he's one of four people in the world that can design a car from your hip flexor. The whole car, meaning interior, exterior. Mm. He worked with Tesla at 15. Let me back up. He was at 15. He went to GM. He got a internship out of Detroit to work at GM.
Mm-hmm.
From 15 years old, he's been a car. So Tesla, GM, Dodge, Coda, Mercedes. He's got accolades. SpaceX, the landing gear on SpaceX.
Damn.
Rich has done a lot of stuff. But he is the CEO and the engineer at Tryon Supercars in Las Vegas, and I am a part of that.
Oh, nice.
Aviation, yeah. So we're manufacturing.
That's super dope. You know, so y'all be shipping and stuff, or
we're in the building, the prototype phases right now.
Okay.
And actually doing some finance collecting.
Okay.
Which I think we get everything in the bucket now. So mm-hmm. After custom cars, you know what's next? You know, I've done everything from a Pinto to a Bugatti.
Mm-hmm.
Manufacturing. Building my own.
Listen, man, that's crazy. Social media is great for a lot of things, but none other than like small businesses, man. Like
yes.
You start getting your T-shirts or yep. your parts or your tools. If you got anything like that doing it, that's what social media is gold for, because you can advertise to so many people. And if you are shipping anything, you're a small business owner, you guys should know about goddamn ShipStation, okay? Yeah, let's talk about it. Right? ShipStation is amazing for small businesses, all right? If you run an e-commerce business, then you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And then when you're getting it out to customers, you know the stress that's associated with it. You know about the shipping costs, the cost that's associated with it, the timeline. So listen, take all of the anxiousness and all the unsureness of shipping out of it, and just get your product to your customer, and you can focus on creating better and new dope products. So it's easy automated shipping. Tasks, you get to have a dashboard with all the tasks. You get to manage the orders all on the dashboard. Everything is super easy. It's super streamlined. The automation allows you to smoothly print shipping labels at the click of a button, and you get to scale your business faster because ShipStation's robust automation and reporting comes directly to you. So easy to use dashboard, effortlessly combines with any type of business, whether you're selling on Amazon, you got your own stuff, or you have a store on any other platform. You can access everything from the dashboard with this, scale your business, and reduce warehouse costs. Save thousands on shipping costs with discounts of up to 89% off of UPS, DHL, Express, and USPS rates. So over 130,000 companies that start their e-commerce business with ShipStation have, of that 133,000, 98% have stayed with ShipStation because the rates are amazing. They do exactly what they said they're going to do, and it takes the worry out of it for you. So go to ShipStation.com right now. Use the code DIYS to sign up for free 60-day trial. That's a free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com. Use the code DIYS. You're welcome. You know what I'm saying? All right, now we can do the announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys have seen him for probably a little over a year and a half behind the camera, all right? And then you see him popping in every now and then with the cam. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an announcement. Cam is actually leaving us to move to a different city to chase his career, pursue his dreams, and make a living. And it is bittersweet because wherever he's moving to, trust me when I tell you, it's actually more expensive than L.A., so that means the job got to be good. You moving somewhere where it's more expensive than L.A., it's got to be a good-ass job, Cam. So congratulations on that front. We will miss you. And not only that, the motherfucker got a haircut.
Oh, yeah. It's the Cam ready to go. We got to do this real quick.
He looks like Sean for Boy Meets World right now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's up.
They
can see it.
The hair was chopped off, and so were we.
Yeah. Cam got a vasectomy from
us. No! Who's going to fact check to here?
Oh, man. Because, you know, I just say some shit. Right.
I'll be in the comments.
Right.
So let's cue up the champagne, man, so we can wish Cam well.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's already over, so.
It's almond champagne,
yeah,
too.
This
I'm very
one is
excited
almond
about this.
Champagne from Trader Joe's. When you're taking this off, it's only supposed to be five twists. Six twists. And
there's
this is supposed to sound like a woman's toot. So let's see if I get it right. Yeah, when you take the sommelier class, they show you. Yeah, but it's supposed to be like
they say, toot?
Basically just like a dainty toot, like that. Not like the big. That's actually wrong. So it's supposed to sound like.
Ooh. In fart terms, that was very aggressive.
Right. That was a fart. That was not what it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be like a poop. That was not a poop. That was a fart right there. So.
Man.
Not dainty at all.
All right. Well, you got a lot of congrats in the in the comments, Cam, man. People are definitely sad to see you go, but they also wishing you well. They say he moving to North LA. That would more so be NorCal. I couldn't believe that Sacramento made the list too this year.
Yeah,
Sacramento, San Francisco, Oakland.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can you say where you're going?
Yeah, I'm going to. I'll be San Diego area.
San Diego.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was that? Sounds like it's more expensive because
Still very coastal.
Yes. Yes. You're on the water.
Yeah. You excited?
I'm very pumped for it. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Yeah. And I'm not too far away from LA either. And Shai's gonna still be close to her family. That's my girlfriend.
Yeah.
So like everything's good in that sense. We're not moving like across the country again.
Thank you.
Right. That's hippie stomping ground.
Still staying connected to transit and all that. And I mean,
I hate losing. You know, it's one of those things where transit is so small that everybody here is a great worker.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we're a big business where you're like, I can't wait to such get fired. Like, everybody here is really good at what they do. So, like, losing Cam is like losing, like, a main piece to the puzzle, man. So, you definitely will be missed, brother.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, man. Cheers to Cam.
Cheers to Cam.
Appreciate you, bro.
Cam.
Love you. I wish you well on all your future endeavors, you and the family, man. And you will be greatly missed, brother.
Greatly missed.
Ditto.
Cheers, brother.
This has been one of my favorite podcasts to tape, so.
Hey, we made the cut. There's a lot of people that filming here. We made the cut.
There it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope.
All right, well, let's jump right into...
Well, real quick, we cheers into a couple of things today,
mm-hmm.
because Q, you are producing a brand new show.
I am.
Oh!
Let's get into it.
Pimp My Ride, 20 years ago. Yes. 20 years ago. And you're basically bringing, what would you call it, a spinoff?
No,
or like
almost
the...
a rehash, if you will. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Where are they now type. Mm. You know, and a lot of people are asking, like, you know, I wonder if some of those cars are still around.
Right.
I was very surprised to see, you know, to find what I found, right?
And really? Still,
yeah, very, very, very surprised. The condition that some of these cars are in and the effort that some of these people took to keep their cars,
mm-hmm.
My hat's off to them.
Really?
You know, yeah. And that
makes me happy, bro.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, now I can only speak on, again, the first two seasons.
Yeah.
Which is where, you know, that's what got everybody drawn in,
mm-hmm.
if you will, right? Because without, you know, the first season being success, you know, there's no second season. You know how it
right.
works. So those cars are what drew everybody in.
Yeah.
Right? So to go find those cars and see some of the conditions that they're in, it's like, wow.
I can't wait to see that.
Oh, man.
Where's this going to be at? Where can people find it?
I'm going to host everything on my website. I will have a YouTube site, uh-huh. Still Pimpin', the YouTube channel. And then there's my website, stillpimpin.com.
Okay.
Is where you'll be able to find a plethora of information and videos. And
Let's go. Yes, clap it up for that,
that's
man.
Crazy.
Own all your stuff.
Yes,
I know some of the big wigs are mad about that.
Oh, man. You know, start touching nerds, bro. You know, you start touching nerds. So I just heard that they were trying to do Pimp My Ride again,
mm-hmm.
right? But they didn't call any of the old guys. They tried to get a new crew.
Because,
you know, all the old guys are worth a little change now,
mm-hmm.
right? But you would make so much money if you got that group back together.
Just did it right.
Yeah,
did it right. Pay the people what they're worth.
That's it. That's it, you know what I mean? So with this one, you know, I'm doing it on, I'm taking all the bullets.
There you go.
If you will, you know. So all the stuff that they're saying is fake and all, like, I want the smoke. You know
what
I mean? Let me know.
You want
it. Come at me.
Come
on,
barbecue.
All your questions, everything. The first couple, you know, I can speak on it, you know, freely. You know, I know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I know where you guys are getting pissed and where you're saying, oh, it's fake. I know where, you know, so tune in, you know, log on, like, subscribe. You know, I'm not going to repeat all that. You know what to do.
So it's called Still Pimpin', and you're basically following up with a lot of these cars.
Yes.
Meaning they had them this whole time.
Yes.
So
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Some of the cars are still owned by the original contestants, mm-hmm. the participants, because we're going to compete, the participants, and then some of them have been sold to different people around the country.
So were these cars, like, street legal? Like, you could actually drive them around?
Absolutely.
Even the ones with, like, fish tanks?
Absolutely.
Remember the one with that hairdresser one. I don't know if this was after the second season, but they had, like, a hair washing, like, sink.
Yeah,
and I was just like, what?
Why?
How are you going to really do that,
right,
bro?
Why?
Like, yeah, I'm going to come to your house and wash your hair in the middle of the street.
That's when you start running out of creativity. That's when you ain't got the creative.
I was like, who's
doing
this?
Yeah, that's you ain't got that creative bunch doing that. Anymore. All the cars that were fun and spot, we had a creative bunch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we smoked a lot of weed. Came up with some crazy shit that we can actually build. Oh, that'd be cool. Let's build it.
What was the most ridiculous car you think you built in the first two seasons?
In the first two seasons, I would say the van with the waterfall. Right, they just kept wanting to do water, and the reason why they kept wanting to do water, when they first came to pitch the show, right? I had babies, QX56 Infinity in there, right? Baby, like the rapper baby.
Mm-hmm.
I had cut the floor out, and we had put a fish tank in his floor.
Which baby, Da Baby or Lil Baby?
No, this is back.
Neither
baby.
One of them.
Oh, Birdman.
Birdman. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, which. Yeah, he was baby.
Birdman.
Dating myself. Yeah, no, we had Birdman's QX56 in there. And we had cut the floor out and put a fish tank in the floor. And he had sharks and like real, it was a real functioning fish tank in the floor of this QX56. That's why they started wanting to do all the kind of water stuff. But that was like, you know, $200,000-$300,000 job. Right? Was not a pimp my ride car. So the water stuff was always challenging whenever you're doing the water stuff. To me, that was like, why? You know, a little fish tank, that's cool. And the little fish tank that we did, that was the pilot. They played it as the third episode, but that was actually the pilot.
Oh, that's really?
What is it this van? Was it that one?
No, that wasn't even. See, this guy's got 14 million views.
Uh-huh.
And this is from Galpin. He wasn't even on the show.
Wow.
That van was from Galpin. That was the other shop that did that.
Yeah.
That's where they went to for season three?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And because that was one of the producer's friends, if I'm not mistaken.
And where was the waterfall? Was it in the trunk?
No, it was on the wall. It was in the van, so it was on a wall. One wall was like a waterfall.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Okay, I'm seeing how these would be street legal,
right.
too.
So now you can get, and you can also get, you can watch these episodes for $1.99 on Apple Pay and Prime Video.
Nice.
Damn.
Was there any cars you made that were bordering not street legal? like you were pushing
like
it.
All of them were bordering. Because you got to get rid of some seat belts and all of that type of shit to fit some of the shit.
No, bro. All safety is always my main concern.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, if they get into an accident in this car,
they're
coming to us, right?
That's,
and that was so hard to get to the producers, right? Some of the stuff you can't put that on. They get into a car wreck and shit fly in bowling ball, fly hit him in the head, bro. Kill him. They survived the wreck, but the damn bowling ball.
Hit,
you know what I mean? Yeah, bro. I mean, we've done some crazy stuff, bro. Probably be a better. The bowling ball in the trunk was a little far fetched. It worked though.
It worked.
It actually worked. So I mean, creating, you know, coming up with something in your mind is one thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Actually building it in 2 weeks, that is the challenge.
Yeah,
because you can come up with all kind of crazy stuff.
Right.
Ask the other shop. But being able to actually execute that,
because just making the car like you said, the new interior, exterior, all that stuff in 2 weeks is difficult. But then you add ridiculous things like waterfalls and all this stuff, and that still has to be under 2 weeks.
Under 2 weeks, and then so you guys never did nothing to the motor. Bro, we had 2 weeks.
Right. What were we supposed
so
to do?
Real.
2 weeks, bro. I mean, if it came in running, okay, we changed the oil, do a spark plug, boom, get it out of there. The focus wasn't on the engine, people. Let's get that out. Let me say that right now.
Yeah.
For all you performance gearheads, the focus was not on the motor.
Nah.
I can build a motor. I got a twin turbo 2,000 horsepower motor right now.
I don't even know what that means.
Nelson Racing is brand new. I ain't putting no oil in it.
The turbos increase
the pistons?
Horsepower.
No, the pistons.
Yeah, they increase the horsepower. So we got two of those. We got two twin turbos on there. Pumping out 2,000 horsepower.
Yes.
So it's like being pulled by 2,000 horses.
Bro. That's what
that
means?
The torque?
Yes. Yeah. That's what that means.
So horsepower is larger than, like,
It will snap your neck, bro.
I didn't know horsepower was literally, like, how many horses.
Oh, yeah. That's what they compare that to,
I thought it was
to,
just
right?
horses were powerful.
Yeah, horses were powerful?
I just thought it was like, horsepower. Like, this has a lot of horsepower. I didn't know it meant, like, 100,000 horses.
Come here.
I didn't mean the power of 100,000 horses.
Ring the alarm. There's a sound siren.
Pat didn't know horsepower meant like equivalent of being pulled by one horse. He was like, horsepower. I just thought it was like, horses are strong.
Horses are powerful. It could have been gorilla power, dragon power.
Like, think about it. Like, we started with horses and we moved to cars.
I'm going
to
learn him today. I'm going to learn him today.
Oh, so horses.
Right? There you go. So, perfect analogy.
Yeah.
Think of horse and buggy. Now you got a buggy with 2,000 horses on there. You smoking everybody. Bro.
So that, because we started with that, that was how you sold cars. Like, this is the equivalent of like four horses.
Yeah. Okay. The first, I think, Mercedes was like 3 horsepower, 3 or 4 horsepower. Like all of the old cars, like sit up top, the little buggy, gotta crank it up type things.
And like, what's your horsepower?
I just bought an engine with 2,000 horsepower.
2,000 horses?
My Chevelle has like
that. That's a track car. That's a track car.
That's
a track car.
You can add wings to that car. Dude.
Big tires. It'll warm the tires up. Let the air out so it grip to the track type. That's a track car all day.
Right.
That's crazy. I did not.
But that was everybody. You never did nothing to it. It's not like we couldn't.
Horsepower.
That wasn't the focus. You know what I mean? So the focus for the network was the gadget, all the crazy stuff.
All the extra stuff.
All the extra
stuff.
Talking
about the rap, the gadget.
They care more about that stuff.
Going back to the intro.
That's dope. Hey, Pimp My Ride wasn't fake. That's awesome.
You got a kick out of you. You done learned.
That was great. That's a clip. That is a hot motherfucking take, baby.
Hey, there might be a lot of people who didn't know what horsepower is.
I'm sure there's a nice amount of people.
I thought it was just like a cool edible to model it off of. Rhino power, you know? Just Rhino shit power. Like that.
Oh, man. A lot of stuff going on right now. What happened?
I was
reading
with super casual boom.
Solar power being one sun. Yeah, that means sun power, super casual. this almond champagne is pretty good.
Ain't it pretty good?
I like it. I taste the almond.
It is.
I taste the almond.
Right now, all across the United States is the talk of the eclipse going on right now. Actually, we did a Squadcast. A couple hours ago, and Meg stepped away for a quick second so she could take her kids out there and see the actual clip because she's in Atlanta. This lady has come forward on social media to explain that she stared at a solar eclipse for just 10 seconds.
Just 10 seconds?
A couple years ago, about 6 years ago, and now she has permanent blindness in certain, like, just spots, though. So it's not like, it's like if you, she basically says that she can look at something, like try to read something, and every other word would be blocked out because she has like blind spots on her
so
cornea.
This wasn't this eclipse.
No.
This was 10 years ago? This
about
is like
2017. Around that time, there was an eclipse that hit us, as well. So.
Okay, well, she looks like she could be a little young. So maybe she was like a teenager or something back then.
No, she just said she's like, she knew that we were supposed to wear glasses, but she was like, I didn't think it was going to hurt. She said, I did it for like 10 to 15 seconds.
That's a long time.
That's a really long time. Yeah.
You're burning your retina for 10, 15 seconds. Yeesh. That's a long time.
So, I mean, I don't know if we can play some of the video, but basically she talks about like she did go to the doctor. She said when she woke up and cleaned herself, got herself together, she saw that it was still, because it happened the very next day. She looked at it on one day, and then when she woke up the next day, there was already damage.
Oh, she didn't feel the burn?
No, she didn't feel anything. She woke up and she was like, she was trying to read the notifications on her phone, and she couldn't read it. So she got in the car to go to the doctor, and she realized that she couldn't read the street signs. Like, the highway signs, like, it still was affecting that as well. Mm. So she did her own research, and she just going from doctors over the course of a couple of years. She's basically, like, she has slow 20/20 vision. So basically, like, it just takes a while for her eyes to settle and be able to focus on something. But it did do some damage, like, left those blind spots. But it wasn't, like, any, like, physical damage to her cornea, she said. It's a weird, like, a super weird situation, but... It's a big deal to wear those glasses. Those glasses have to be specifically created to protect you from the power of the sun. You can't just go out there and be like, I'm just going to peek at it and all of that. This is a person that only looked at it for 10 to 15 seconds.
But that's a long time. That's not a peak.
You wouldn't look at the regular sun for that long.
I mean, you can, you got, one second, you're like, whoa. You know, but for 10, 15 seconds?
That's... Imagine being on fire for 10 seconds or like burning yourself, burning your like skin for 10. That's a long time. That must have been quite a sight.
But she also, like, she said that, you know, she didn't feel anything when she was looking at it. She was just, you know what I'm saying? So typically when you look at the sun, because it's so big, and it's so bright, like I can't even look at those lights for too long without my eyes being like, "That's crazy."
Right.
But because the sun, she's just getting the crest of it. I'm thinking she thought it was gonna be okay, wasn't that?
Yeah,
because
it's blacked out, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now so she got to let her eyes warm up before they work.
Give me 15 seconds before I look at you.
Warm up before.
That was slow.
That was a great. That was a car joke too. This guy's all about cars, man.
She gets her eyes warm up now before they work.
So I didn't even. I've never figured this out or never talked to anybody about it. I have astigmatism, and I saw this on the internet. It was like astigmatism versus normal vision. So this is how my shit always looks. Like when I'm driving at night.
Wait. Yeah, I thought everybody saw stuff like that.
Yeah, but evidently this is supposed to be the normal vision, and this is like astigmatism. So
that streak that comes off of everybody's, that means my eyes don't work?
No, it just means that you might have astigmatism. Astigmatism just means that you're... Your pupil isn't all the way round anymore. Like it could just be a little oval. That the gravity of the oval depends on like you know how bad it is. But that's what astigmatism is. It's just your pupil isn't all the way round anymore. So I've always seen it like this. I just figured that's why everybody was. I thought that's how eyes worked. So that shit threw me for a loop.
So wait, I'm confused because obviously you're not supposed to look at the sun. Mm-hmm. But just a dumb question. I already did the horsepower thing.
We already hit.
If the sun is being blocked, wouldn't it be? Is it the rays coming around it that's hurting your eyes, or how does that work?
Well, it depends on where she was seeing it. Like for everyone, they didn't get to see the full total eclipse. Like it hits different parts of the country with different visualizations. So she might not have been seeing the whole blocked out sun. She might have just seen like a small crescent of the sun blocked out, but the rest of that 30% is still hitting her with the full power of the sun. Mm. And she looked at it for 10 seconds. So,
but whether it's fully blocked out or not, if you still look at it, it will still
burn.
It's
the sun. The sun's still burning.
Even a total eclipse, you can't look at it.
Yeah, you can't look at it. Yeah.
That's why they make those glasses.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just like you can get sunburned on a cloudy day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. Perfect. Absolutely.
Analogy. While being in the water, you still can get sunburned. Yep. That top of your shoulders and your neck finna be all fucked up.
You can cam too. I like it. I see it.
Yeah, man. You guys gotta be out there and start making better decisions with yourself. And while you're making better decisions, also don't forget to take care of your mental health with BetterHelp. All right. This episode is sponsored in part by BetterHelp. We've been on BetterHelp for years. All right. Big proponent of mental health, big proponent of seeking out therapy, whether you think you need it or not. If you need someone to talk to, this is the perfect solution for you because so much convenience comes with BetterHelp. All right. BetterHelp is entirely done online. It's designed to be convenient and flexible, suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists as many times as you want with no additional charge to you, which is outstanding. I've said it a number of times. When I first started getting into therapy and I was doing traditional therapy, my first two therapists were not it. And while waiting to get another therapist, it took, I mean, weeks and damn near a month and a half before I got to get to a new therapist. And I had to pay for that. So this was an amazing invention, amazing creation to be more convenient, more accommodating to my lifestyle. And they really help you get the solutions. You don't have to wait until everything is going wrong in your life to sign up for therapy. Okay, I want to say that again. You don't have to wait until everything is going dire in your life to sign up. You can sign up for therapy at any point, all right? And just for those that don't know what's going on, a therapist can't tell you what to do. They're going to listen. They're going to help you peel back the layers. They're going to help you discover some things about yourselves, and it is an amazing process. I encourage all my fellas, specifically my fellas right now, go talk to a therapist. Don't listen to your grandma and granddaddy saying, oh, whatever happens in this house stays in this house. take your behind to a licensed therapist with BetterHelp and get the help that you need. So visit BetterHelp.com/DIYS today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DIYS, and get 10% off your first month today.
All right. This next story looks crazy.
Right?
The first electrified road in the U.S. can charge electric cars as they travel on it.
Let me tell you something. If I was rich, I would have had all of these. This is shit I've been thinking of for years.
It sounds fake, yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know how this one will work specifically because I don't know who does over-the-air charging. Like, when I was thinking of this, I was thinking, like, a car that has panels underneath, so when you're driving under it.
Like solar charges, panels?
Like, something like that. But I don't know how they're going to do over-the-air charging. So this is a great story.
It makes sense that it's
That's just how it works. Sorry. Yeah. But there's pods in the ground when you drive over them.
It's an electromagnetic field.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, same way wireless charging for your phone works.
Yep.
That's awesome. Yeah.
But so like when each car that's over there is like a field around the whole car, just underneath.
It'd be the important part of where the battery is.
Uh-huh. Where your battery, where your contact point is. Yeah, where it takes the charge.
That's which is fantastic.
And it's starting in Motor City. It says Detroit has introduced the first electrified road in the U.S. that can charge electric vehicles while they're being driven. This innovative technology uses copper inductive charging coils installed beneath the street, enabling EVs equipped with receivers to charge while driving, idling, or parked above these coils. That's crazy.
So you're going to have to get, this is going to be an aftermarket piece that you would hardly have to get to be able to utilize this road.
What do you mean?
Because
new EV.
The newer cars may have it. It'd be equipped with it, but if you have like a 2020 Tesla, you might have to get something aftermarket to add to this, so it's able to do your car. I think, right? Q, am I right with that?
Yeah.
If it's possible,
yeah, there will be an adapter piece that you can use to use this road. Problem with this technology is it's very expensive,
mm-hmm.
and that road they got is only a couple of miles long right now. Mm. And that couple of miles took them several million dollars.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
To do
taxes
that, right?
Will probably go through the roof.
Exactly. Mm. So with Shango, which is a subsidiary company of Trion, they have all this technology. They have technology to where he has green cities that he's developing. We're going overseas first to try. I'm also a part of Shango as well.
Nice.
We're building green cities. So the housing, the roads, the hospital, it's solar. The playground, actually, when you walk on the artificial turf, it creates energy.
Oh, wow.
The road create energy. There's so many ways that your house creates energy.
That's
there's
crazy.
Wireless technology as far as your the TVs and the toasters and the refrigerator, nothing plugs in. It's all it's Rich has got a lot of technology that he's hasn't unwrapped just yet.
I mean, I would imagine so. But, like, I feel like I'm a big conspiracy theorist, and we used to do the section on the show dedicated just to conspiracy theories. But I feel like you have to slowly unveil that type of technology out, because you could put so many people out of jobs or jeopardize a whole industry.
Yes.
Because we talked about this before, like electric cars and hydro cars were out in the late 1990s, bro. I remember seeing like the
1920.
First.
1920?
Even back then. I remember seeing electric, I think it was Honda that had a fully electric car back in like 90.
Yeah.
And they was like, yeah, this is going to be the wave of the future. And then this shit just went silent.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't hear anything else about that person ever again. So it's like, I would imagine, like, when you got too much technology or it could jeopardize too many industries, like, you got to be quiet about rolling that type of shit out.
What happened to the ones in the 1920s?
They got rid of them.
The gas companies push those. They basically buy up the patents and then they put it to bed.
And if you're not selling, then somehow you're not around anymore.
Bro, these companies will figure it out.
Oh man, come on, bro.
Michelin. Yeah. So you know about Michelin, right? The whole Michelin star thing.
Oh yeah.
So Michelin star. I don't know if we talked about this, but the whole reason they have Michelin star was because the Michelin brothers came up. So Michelin rated restaurants, hotels, all of that started from the guys that created the Michelin brand tire. When they started the tire brand, it wasn't a lot of people that had cars. So they came up with this book to get people to travel, and the amount of stars went like, all right, so one star, this is worth checking out when you're close by. Two stars is this is worth making a specific trip for this right here. Three stars and so on and so forth. But that's how the Michelin stars started. It was a rating system to get people to drive so they would have to buy more tires so they wouldn't lose all the money and go out of business. That shit crazy, bro. Yeah.
Damn.
They won't find a way to get that goddamn money. And it worked to this day. We still like, you're like, oh, this Michelin star rated. Right. Oh, okay. So the fuck what?
I never got the correlation between traveling and, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. That's why they came out with it. That shit threw me for a loop when I found out that. I was like, what?
You can't sprinkle the world. I mean, you got to sprinkle the world with technology. You just can't flood them because, you know, it's...
You fuck around.
Parts ain't ready, bro.
You fuck around and get found stank.
When you start shutting down other people's checks, it is becoming a real serious game. And since I've been dealing with Tryon and Shango, I've had a, I won't say front seat, I've had maybe a back seat to what actually happens when you get on that level. It gets real crazy, bro.
With the green city that you're talking about?
With just technology, period. Just anything that's, you know, new and it's going to outdo something that's already there. People are making already
billions make something obsolete, too.
And that's what it does. You know, it moves that to a cell. So if they haven't got enough money made on it, you know, you have to wait till they break even.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or get their money out of it. Or the chances of your product, even though it may be better, coming out, it's slim to none, bro.
Yeah.
It's tough out there, man.
Yeah. How do like car aficionados as yourself, like this new electric vehicle wave, like is this something that you guys see as good? Are you like more traditional, like I prefer the gas cars? Like how'd that affect you?
I mean, I love gas cars. I mean, that's, you know, I was raised on it. It's, you know, you can get the crazy horsepower. I love the rumble. I like shifting gears. I'm a driver, right? But I've been in some of these electric cars and, you know, like the Rimac and, you know, the Teslas. Those are, you know, that shit's crazy. The
it's
torque
crazy.
That you
put
around.
The torque on the Tesla is unmatched right now.
The torque.
Yeah. The torque.
Like how fast you take off.
Yeah.
The torque. You don't.
You said twerk.
No, I didn't.
The torque on these Teslas, y'all.
Horsepower. What does
that mean?
That happened.
Right? That did happen.
So you are impressed by the technology?
I'm impressed by the technology, but what I know factually, our infrastructure, our grid can't withstand a electric car world. It's just, I mean, our last summer just proved that. Telling all the EV people, don't charge your cars from 9 to 5.
Yeah, that shit was crazy as fuck.
Come on, right?
Why?
Because it was going to crash the grid.
It's
and make transformers popping.
Because the AC is running at all of these businesses because it's hot in the summertime. People running it at home.
Right.
That lunchtime rush at all the restaurants. Those are peak hours right there. Yeah. So they'll charge more.
100,000 cars all doing the super fast charging at the same time. The grid crashes.
Which is crazy to me because... For the most part, that's an unlimited amount of electricity.
Well, think about it this way. All the telephone poles are still made of wood. Those were put up 100 years ago.
Yeah.
That's how old our infrastructure is. Yeah. So we've not updated any of that stuff.
Shit.
Even though what you're saying is true, they don't have the technology to carry that much power to where it needs to be.
Because
our infrastructure is so old.
Still a cable we got to throw up in the air.
Yep.
Damn. All right. That's insane. I take that.
Like electric cars, but yeah, give me my gas. I know, I'm getting from, you know, Cali to New York. On gas, on E, somewhere in between.
You just map it out. You just map it out on E.
Exactly. See,
I had to buy the little thing.
I
want
to go to Grand Canyon, roll through there and stop. You know,
you
can. You're limited.
You got a charger with you?
Exactly.
You got an extension car?
You got a solar? You have a solar panel? Yeah, no, man. I'm good for electric cars being on service vehicles, buses, delivery cars, stuff like that. Like short distances, great. You know what I mean? It improves the air quality and whatnot. You know, but for long distances,
I got $1 million idea. You ready?
Yep.
All right. I'm trademarking it here.
What's up, people? It's your boy T. Moore, and you might be wondering why I have these glasses on. Well, I'm tell you why. I'm trying to lay low. Okay. I did a quick Google search, and I found so much of my personal information online: full name, birthday, hometown, email, phone number, and I'm just like, what? Is going on. It's no telling what people can find online. Home address, health records, relatives. I don't like that. Now, at one point, I was using VPNs to try to block access to these brokers and these data breachers to gather my personal information, but I'm still randomly getting phone calls. I'm still getting emails that I didn't sign up for, and I'm just sick of it. And that's why I've been using Aura, and they're a sponsor of today's video. Aura shows me which data brokers are selling my information and automatically submits me for an opt-out or the opt-out request for me. I don't have to do anything. Typically, I have to go through an email, look at it, hit unsubscribe, and then send it to the junk mail to make sure I don't receive it again. Aura does all of that for me, okay? They will show you how many people are using and giving away your information easily. It's like right here. All right, so cleaning up my information not only helps me reduce the amount of spam I get, but it also protects me from hackers who could use this information to help them gain access to my social media accounts, my bank accounts, or other sensitive information. Aura also does so much more to protect me and my family from online threats that I can't even see. I can't even explain all of it. I'm tech savvy, but I'm not that tech savvy. But that's why you got to get somebody that is more tech savvy for you to protect you. I get other features like antivirus, VPN, password management, parental controls, identity theft, insurance, and more without having to download several different apps because y'all know we don't like downloading a whole lot of stuff. It's really easy to set up and use, and best of all, I get everything at one affordable price. So if you want to check this out, you value your privacy as much as I value mine, you can go to aura.com/DIYS. Again, that's Aura, aura.com/DIYS. And you can get a free 2 weeks for $0. You understand me? $0. You can cancel anytime. There is no obligation. You have control of this. Make the best of it. Stop data brokers from exposing you and your personal information. Go to aura.com/DIYS to get a 14-day free trial and see how much of yours is being sold today.
We buy.
Does it work like that?
Yeah. This is recorded. So probably need about $50 million startup capital, right?
Okay.
It's nothing for your boy.
Right.
We buy these service vehicles, the big trucks or a van. We can outfit it and outfit it with the charging capability to do, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 cars a day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have the trucks in different cities, different parts of the cities start at like, 6 a.m. They do 12-hour shifts and then go swap out of the, but for people who run out of juice. Because if you run out of juice in your electric car, it may be a small reserve for you to be able to put the car in neutral, but for the most part, you got to get it towed regardless.
Yep.
But with this, you can go to the person, they pay a premium,
mm-hmm.
you give them, they can pay by 20-mile increments.
Excuse me.
Yep. Minimum of 60.
Mm.
Right? So they got to spend at least 40 with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Supercharged. And then a service charge on the pull-up.
Boom, right? So, you could also have a service charge because you might have to send out two vehicles. They might be in a parking spot on the street where it's a car in front of them, a car behind them, so you got to have the other truck to be able to get them out. Mm. Now you can hit them with another, whoop-de-whoop, right there.
It's an electric car rescue.
Electric car rescue.
This is a million-dollar idea?
It's a multi-million-dollar idea.
Okay. Yeah. I was nervous because you said it costs $50 million to make.
Well, I mean, you're going to need to be able to outfit those vehicles. First, you got to be able to buy the vehicles.
Numbers wasn't there.
Yeah. It's like, what?
Multi-million-dollar. Okay, billion-dollar.
There you go.
Yeah. they talking about all of these companies have to get rid of gas cars by 2036, I think.
Yeah, not going
to
happen.
But I know it's that. Mercedes just said, like, we're not honoring that.
Ford just got rid of their whole electric.
I didn't expect Ford to do it. They be running rogue the whole time.
Ford is Ford. You've been doing it since the beginning. So they paint their own.
You sound like a Ford guy. You're a Ford guy?
I'm not.
Are you a Chevy?
I'm a Chevy guy, bro.
Okay, me too. I ride the heavy Chevy. Yeah, I bought the Ford.
Have I ever owned a Ford? Oh, I did have. I had a 5.0.
I had the Mustang truck when it first came out.
The Mustang truck. Oh, yeah.
It first came out. Had it for like a year and a half. Loved it. The design, everything about it. And then one day I'm driving on the 101. Left-hand lane, in the car, and the accelerator just stops working.
Oof.
Just stop. I'm hit the accelerator. It doesn't go anything. The car jolted like it was running out of, like, juice. And that's what made me like, oh, what the hell was that? So I hit it. Nothing happened. Screen goes blank. And then it comes out like it was like, pull a vehicle over to the side of the road. Pull a vehicle over to the side. Luckily, it kept the speed. Like, it the cruise control kicked in. And I was able to get over to the shoulder.
Yeah,
but that was the scariest thing. And I was like, I will never, ever in my life buy another Ford. Ever.
I can agree with you there, bro.
Yeah.
It's You know, my my bad buddy taste in my mouth. That's all it takes is that one experience.
That's all.
Yeah.
Because they was like, we fixed it. But I was like, I have my family in the car. They are never going to trust this vehicle again. They're not getting back in here.
No, I've never owned a truck, a Ford truck.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy has one. We actually do some pulling with it. It's a strong truck.
Yeah.
I would never buy it.
Yeah.
You know, I'd go Chevy or GMC before mm-hmm. I would buy a Ford. That's just me. You know, nothing against Ford.
No, everything against Ford. For my point, but this stands alone. This is just me. This is a Q. This is a Pat. This is a D. But to hear more, would never ever buy another Ford. I'm sorry.
Now, y'all don't give me one, you know.
Nah, I'm going to sell it. I'm going to cash that in. You ain't got to worry about it.
Right.
Yeah, are those your top two car companies, like GMC and Chevy?
No, absolutely not.
What's the top two?
That I would drive, like my personal favorites. Mm-hmm. I'm a Lambo man. I like Lamborghini.
Okay.
You're a Lambo man over American Muscle? I didn't expect that, Q.
Yeah, I would. And this just probably happened within the last 15, 20 years.
That's not just happened.
That's a pretty long time.
That's not my first year. That's how I'm introduced to the. Prior to then, I was all American, right?
Okay.
I like Cadillac. Cadillac is one. I like their brand. Chevy's always been my favorite. But when I started, building higher end cars and started driving some of the exotics.
The options.
Yeah, I've driven everything from Bugatti, Ferrari, Lambo, Spyker, you name it, SSC to Atari. That's gonna be my next one. So if I had to pick an American car, SSC.
I don't even know what that is. Okay. That's how I know. I don't even know what that is. My first car was a foreign though.
Yeah.
My very first car when I was in 11th grade. Yeah, I had a Mazda.
Okay, so I can say my first car. I had a Datsun.
That ain't no damn foreign.
That's what you call it foreign. Okay. I'll take that. I had a Datsun. It's an import? Yeah. It's an import.
Pull up in a foreign. It's like, that's a Mazda 8.
Yeah, it's okay. I was zooming on their ass. What are you saying? American
made. What's up, beautiful people? Here again to tell you about the greatness that is Blue Chew. Say it with me, Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in a chewable form and in a fraction of the cost, okay? You can take them anytime, day and night, so you're ready for whenever it pops off. Look, let me show y'all something. This is my desk, all right? Okay, look at this. Look at this. Always ready. Boom, okay? These mine right here. Hold on. I think I got. Hold on. Where we at? Because I know I got it in here. Boom. This is my next shipment. Look at this. I thought that was going to open a lot better. Anyway, I just wanted to show y'all that I'm still about that life. It ain't just an ad that I'm telling y'all should try. I really do this, okay? The best part is that it's all done online. So there are no doctor visits, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Everything ships to your house in a discreet package. This is it. If you got an Amazon hub, it's going to be in there waiting for you. Nobody won't even know of being your business. Like, this is, it's just awesome, okay? Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA, and they are prepared to ship directly to your door. It doesn't get any easier than this. So listen, if you're ready to give it a try, if you haven't done a chat, fellas, you've been hearing about it on multiple different shows and commercials, and you see it online, try it. Especially if I'm hooking you up with a free month, because that's what I'm doing, okay? Listen, go to bluechew.com, use our promo code DIYS, and you're going to get your first month for free. All you have to do is pay for $5 for shipping. I think you got $5 for shipping for a free month of Blue Chew. So go to bluechew.com, use our promo code DIYS, and get a free month of Blue Chew. You're welcome.
I get it.
Hey, man, you gotta take your ways where you can get them, baby.
Take your ways where you can get them.
Well, you said an SSC?
SSC.
SSC.
Yeah,
what is it?
It's Shelby Supercar. Jarrett Shelby is an American. He's out of Washington, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2000, he's got the fastest. He's clocking right now at 295.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man's moving stuff.
That's straight. That's a straight though, right? That's not like on the track.
Oh, shit.
Okay,
yeah,
so
you gotta do the oval. And like,
okay,
that's where you do the high speed testing. It's like an 8 mile oval, and you just hammer it, bro.
Damn,
295 is insane.
That's insane.
Wow. It was clocked at 332 at first, but that was misinformation. Mm-hmm. They re-ran it and they claim it at 295, which is still insanely fast.
That's insanely fast.
It's an American-made car. And that's our competitor as far as like Trion. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's Trion is who I work for. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So prior to us getting the company up, SSC was, you know, I was following this guy real close, and I was selling some of his cars over in the Middle East, right? So I'm like the Middle Eastern rep.
You the connect. Yeah, you the plug.
Yeah, for those guys over there for that particular car. Trion worldwide. Mm-hmm. But now we got to chase him down. Mm. You know what I mean? Like Trion's got, our car was, you know, 2,000 horsepower as well. We've got active aero system, which is like the panels, when you get to a certain speed, they come out and it pins the car to the ground. Mm-hmm. You know, to keep it from
more force.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn. Mm-hmm. It's like some Iron Man type
stuff. So with you guys chasing after him, are you trying to like get 296? Or are you trying to get to like 301?
So we're busting 300 for sure.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
That's personally my job, is to make the car hit that 300 mile mark. So
okay,
the engine that we have, it's quite capable of pulling those numbers. So I'm confident we can do it.
All right.
Big things on our horizon.
Hey man, you know what I'm saying? This is why you got to log in. This is why you got to check out stillpimping.com.
Facts.
You can stay informed about what's going on.
Still pimping, man.
Still pimping.
All right, I think we got one more story, then we're gonna get up out of here. Which one is
Tiger
this?
Tiger story.
The Tiger story. You want to go with that one? Yeah, let's do that. All right. In 1997, a Russian poacher, Vladimir Markov,
shot. A lot of Vladimirs in Russia.
Yeah, right. It's a popular name.
Right.
That's the John and Michael of the Russian world, right there. Shot and wounded a tiger and stole part of it. I'm sorry, stole part of a boar.
Oh, it had been eating.
Damn! 12 hours later, the tiger tracked down the poacher at his cabin and ate him.
Wow! No, that's hilarious, and it's also insane.
Not only did the tiger trash his house, it focused on the bedding and other areas that smelled like him most. Wow. Tore the mattress to pieces. It then tracked to the factory where the man worked. Then returned to the house to wait. That is one incredibly angry and patient tiger.
With a bullet in him.
Right.
Wow. He did all that with a bullet in him.
So the guy shot the tiger not as a prize. He just wanted the boar.
Yeah, like
that was half eaten.
My boy is eating right now. I'm gonna need some of that.
Ham sandwich.
Yeah, damn. Okay, so wait, like, I'm wondering if he was hunting the boar,
mm-hmm.
and then the tiger ran up and got it.
Ah.
And he shot the tiger so he could have the boar.
But the tiger seems like a way better prize.
But since he's a poacher, though, so he might have wanted the tiger. Tigers are ferocious. They're very ferocious.
So maybe he shot him and wounded him, but the tiger took off.
Right? And then the tiger went and flipped his cabin.
Flipped his whole cabin.
The tiger went to the pharmacy, got some alcohol.
Right.
Bandaged himself up and was like, okay.
Damn. I'll be back.
Then he went to his job, pulled up to his job like a real beef.
Bro, like, this where you work at, bro.
Waited.
Yeah, this him.
Then he went to his house. So did he kill him at the cabin or the house?
It sounded like he went back to the house / cabin where the guy was and waited for him there.
It says he returned to the house. Okay, so he went to the cabin, then pulled up to the job, then went back to the house.
And waited for him and then killed him when he got there.
Crazy.
That is crazy.
I mean, I don't understand how lions got a better rep than tigers. Because
the male tigers go crazy. The male lion will jump in if they have to. But for the most part, the lioness does most of the hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it's like a big thing going on Twitter right now. Like, they're comparing tiger roars to lion roars. And all the roars we hear from lions in the movies are tiger roars. Because lion roars aren't all that. So they say like the MGM, like a lot of the famous lions we hear are actually tigers. And when you look up tigers, they are a lot worse.
Man, they're big too.
Yeah. All right.
That's crazy. Wow, Russia seems like a very like overly dangerous place. Like between the cold, there's tigers. Everybody's big, drinks vodka and fights. Mm-hmm. It just seems like a wild place.
Yeah. Russia's on that Australia list though. It's barely on there, but it's on there for me. I don't ever need to go to Australia. I'm good, baby. I'm good.
Same with Russia.
Q, before we get out of here, man, we're going to open up the space and let people know where to find you and stay up to speed on everything that you got going on. We also want to thank you for coming on the show, man, and sharing your in-depth knowledge on everything also the personal experience on Pimp and Ride and also giving us something to look for with Still Pimping.
Absolutely.
So go ahead and drop the socials, man, where everybody can find you.
Yeah, man. You can, of course, the internet, you know, www.stillpimping.com. Mm-hmm. You know, that will have pretty much everything on it. TikTok mm-hmm. is Still Pimping _Q. You can also hit Alex, which you know, the guy that had the pin cushions. Mm-hmm. He's riding with me on this one.
Nice.
Ish is kind of still on the gate, but you know, he's I think he'll be in probably the second or third episode. He got some stuff on his plate right now.
Gotcha.
But yeah, Still Pimping Q, Still Pimping _Q. The YouTube is Still Pimping, YouTube Still Pimping. Right, at Still Pimping. You know, again, I'm new to all those social media.
That's all good, man.
We're
gonna get you somebody that's gonna take care of all
that. I would appreciate
that.
Put it
on the cue card. All you gotta do is just read it off.
Just swipe
like
it, bro. That's all good, bro. I don't know whose card I'm gonna swipe, but it's gonna go through, bro. I got a couple people. Yeah, no, those two will be. You know, I'll have a Patreon at Still Pimping Q as well.
Mm-hmm.
Everything will be under Still Pimping Q. Wow. You know what I mean? So. Yeah, look for me there. Like, subscribe. You know the demo. You know what it is. You know what to do. You know? You want to see it. You know, as soon as I get to 10,000, which I think I'm at 99.50 right now.
Okay.
We're just going to start spending. You know, we'll start just feeding the need. You know
that
what I mean?
Is?
So you heard it right here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Damn, internet, you scary.
Hey.
Pimp My Ride was not fake.
It was not fake.
You heard it.
When I sat at the head of the table, look for your boy. And you see your boy up there, you're like, realness.
That's the real one right there.
Once the realness leave, you know.
You got nothing to do with that, Q. That ain't your thing. Well, listen, man, thank you guys so much for tapping in and tuning. Shout out to the Patreon, man, and More Mob. I appreciate you guys, the Rewatch Gang, everyone. And if you're watching this on Thursday, thank you so much for taking time to watch and listen to the show. As always, I'm Tahir Moore.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And we'll see you next time on the next episode of Damn, Internet, You Scary.
Pimp My Ride wasn't fake.
Was not fake.